coming to you from our new home at DynastyLeagueFootball.com and a DLF family of podcasts. We are the Superflex Super Show. We talk QB values, Superflex strategies, evaluate and debate Superflex trades, plus our own twist on Superflex team management with exercises like Tinderflex, Super 6, and You Are Nuts. So when you're done with this awesome DLF podcast, find us on Twitter at Superflex Show and join us in the discussion of the fastest growing format in all of fantasy football, Superflex, on the Superflex Super Show.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Welcome back to another episode of Dynasty Game Night. I'm your host this week, Matt Price. My buddy John Bosch will be competing against two excellent competitors. We have Mr. Chris Allen on the podcast tonight. Chris, tell everybody how you're doing and where they can find your work.
I'm doing quite well. Thanks again, guys, for having me on. And you can find me on Twitter at Chris Allen FFWX and all my work over at 444football.com.
Okay, I have to ask a question real quick because I've always wondered this since I got you. Is FFWX some kind of like Final Fantasy thing?
No, actually, it's so fantasy football weather. That's how everybody like. That's yes. How I got noticed and like known in like the Twitterverse or whatever. So I changed my name in order to incorporate that.
Fair enough. I don't know. Every time I think of it, I think of Final Fantasy 15.
Yes, I know. And like I look at it, and I was like, I like it.
I literally sent Chris a message a couple weeks ago that said, "Okay, fantasy football weather guy, what's going on?"
Like, yeah, same. I do it too.
And of course, Chris Allen's co-host on the Dynasty Owners Manual podcast, Mr. Adam Wild. How are you doing, man? Tell everybody where they can find you.
I'm doing well. You can find me at DHH_Adam, and then you'll find all my work over at Dynasty Happy Hour.
All right, let's play some games, fellas. We've got three tonight. This is going to be kind of a carbon copy of the last episode. John and I played with Nathan Hostin, same three games. We're going to play the name game. We're going to play games played BS, and we are going to play Nathan's calling it top of the food chain, but I'm going to call it Apex Predator because I like the way it sounds better, and it means the same thing. So we're going to go with that. John, start us off. Which game do you want to play first?
Oh, come on. Let's go name game right off the bat.
You want to get up that 1-0 right away, huh?
No, I want to. I want to take a chance at the game I have a chance at. Let's go there.
Okay, so this week there is no theme except these are all NFL players, and we'll go back to the original way of doing it. I think it's more fun where your name is your buzzer. You buzz in. So it'll be 3 points on the first clue, 2 points on after the second clue, and only 1 point after the third clue. So
got it.
Start us off here. Let's go to this one, the AFC. So this is going to be an AFC West tight end and an AFC North tight end.
I have I'm probably on the wrong team for the first one.
Okay. I'll give you a clue for the first one. This will take it down to 2 points. The okay. First team is it's a tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Come on.
John Bosch.
John.
Travis Kelce, CJ Uzoma.
Oh. That is correct.
You deserve that one.
2 points for John.
We haven't done player and player in a long time.
Yeah.
Interesting that there's going to be like, I thought we were out of those.
I thought we were too. That I started looking through. I was doing some work for another piece last night, and I started looking through them. And I was like, "Okay, this works. This works." So I got
player
some new
pool ones. Has changed over. Nice.
Some all of them right. Are probably some repeats, but I think there's enough new ones. All right. Next one: NFC North quarterback and NFC East quarterback.
Adam Wilde.
Do it.
Is it Aaron? Aaron Rodgers, Eli Manning?
That is incorrect.
And I apologize. I called you out.
Hey, a lot of them are stretches.
Yeah.
I would imagine he's been called Wildy or Wild many times in his life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I listened to the pod. I don't know why I said Wild. I just saw Wild.
All the famous people pronounce it Wild as well, so maybe I'm saying it wrong.
Well, you can't be the Wildy man. What does that mean? You got to be the Wild man.
The Wild man.
You guys, the guys that are left, want a second clue or a first clue? I guess second
clue. I have a feeling this is going to be a backup quarterback. Somewhere in here, there's a backup. Ugh.
I wouldn't do that to you, John.
All right, good. Good to know. How can I not figure this out then? This is terrible.
I'm going to give you the first clue, unless you don't want it.
Yeah, go ahead. Give us a clue.
The first quarterback plays for the
Chicago John Bosch. Bears. John Bosch.
John.
Mitch Trubisky, Eli Manning.
That is correct.
I literally wrote down all eight names, and I'm sitting here looking at how can I – why can't I get these – oh, duh, that's such an easy one. Damn it, I wasted a point on that one. Idiot.
John, we're playing a game about a game, buddy. It's not that serious.
Oh man,
I gotta win once in a while, Matt. Just once, man.
All right, I gotta get on the board here.
NFC West running back and NFC North wide receiver.
Yeah, go ahead.
Your clue for the first player, first for the running back, is he plays for the San Francisco 49ers.
Hmm. John Bosch. I don't know why we started doing last names as well here. Matt Bray Dadam Thielen.
That is incorrect.
Ah!
You guys want the clue for the second team?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Sure. I can't make it
John,
fit.
Can I go again?
No.
I can't make cannot. It fit. I don't know.
We're going for another clue.
The wide receiver plays for the Green Bay Packers.
God damn it.
Adam.
Duh. Adam.
Matt Braid. Oh, no. Nope.
Nope.
Matt,
just...
Matt Braid Adam Thielen.
No, sweet.
That's what John just said. Oh, is it?
You're right. You're right. You're right.
Chris.
Matt Braid Davante Adams.
Yeah, that is correct.
Dang it.
That's So the reason I stopped is because I was going to say Matt Braid Adams for Davante Adams. And I'm like, wait, that's not going to fit. Which led me to Adam Thielen, which was already said, so I agree with you.
And not a Green Bay Packer.
Not a Green Bay Packer, very true.
Welcome to trying to come up with these answers on the fly, guys. It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
I'm always in the car yelling about the name.
I'm not going to get shut out. All right, so I at least got 1 point. I got 1 point.
The score is John 4, Chris 1, Adam 0.
Zero.
Next clue. NFC West wide receiver and NFC East running back. Want a next clue?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The wide receiver plays for the Seattle Seahawks.
NFC East running back, you said, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Would you like the third clue?
Yeah, I might need it.
Yeah, take it.
This is so sad.
I feel so close.
This one's a little hard, I think.
I can't make
the John, do you want the third clue?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The running back plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. So we have wide receiver from the Seattle Seahawks and running back from the Philadelphia Eagles.
Adam. Is it Doug Wendell Smallwood?
That is correct. Nice job.
Oh, wow.
Matt didn't say poetic license, but whatever.
Yeah, that's not poetic license. Win and Wendell.
Yes, I would say when and win is a.
No.
Hey, this is the garbage that I get yelled at for.
No, but you do like. I can't. Just listen back. You'll hear the garbage that John does and Nathan did last week.
Listen.
Oh, Magic 8 Balfred Morris.
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's way worse.
Win and win. That is a good clue. I do like that one.
We do have 2 clues left. The score is 4 for John, 1 for Adam, 1 for Chris. 2 to go. It's still actually theoretically anybody's game. So these are my 2 favorite clues coming up. AFC AFC East tight end, and AFC East tight end.
Oh, geez, oh, Pete's. There's got to be four tight ends at least playing still. I guess they could be hurt.
Do you like the first team?
I'm ready whenever.
The first team is the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, man. Oh, John.
John.
Charles Clay, A. Charles Clay J. Derby.
That is correct. Charles Clay J. Derby. I actually first set that one up with AJ Green. I was like, wait, I know another AJ. Let's do the other AJ.
Let's make this way harder instead.
Oh, man.
Okay. John with that was a 2-pointer, right?
That clinched it.
After one clue.
2-pointer.
But let's still play it.
That did clinch it. We'll play the last clue real quick.
All right.
NFC East running back and NFC East running back.
John. Jay Ajayi Ezekiel Elliott.
That is incorrect. I mean, it works.
Perfectly, actually. Actually works Adam. Perfectly, we'll say.
Jay Ajayi Adrian Peterson?
No. Nope. I'll take Don's. If there's one more NFC East running back.
Let me see if I can get it again. Saquon Barkley, Ezekiel Elliott.
That's correct. That's the one I thought.
All right. I get like all the points.
John got all the points in that one. Takes game one. Nice work, guys. So I think, John, there was a handful of players in there we'd never used before. So
yeah, definitely.
You know, we use Ezekiel Elliott kind of a lot, and I've used Devontae Adams multiple times, but I think everybody else was pretty new.
Gotcha.
Oh, a name that ends in E. It's kind of easy to name that starts with E. You know, it blends easily.
There's not very many of them.
It's been a while. That was fun.
Let's, John. Do you want to pick the next game? We have Games Played DS and Apex Predator.
Let's do Apex Predator. That sounds intriguing.
Just a reminder of how this game works, in case you're not familiar with it. We did play it only once last week. It's a Nathan Powell OG original creation here. I obviously got to give him credit, or he'll say something on Twitter for days and days about it. So, Nathan, thanks for giving us this game. So the way this game works is we're going to pick the top scorers for every week from week one of 2017 to current. And this is the tight end edition. So you need to pick the tightest one overall. And we'll go round robin style. We'll just collect points. You won't go out until you guys
eight strikes and you're out.
Yeah, there's no out until you guys are just you're tired of guessing, or we get them all, one of the two. We'll actually make John go last this time, because that'll make it harder since he just won that last point. Chris, we'll start with you, then go to Adam, and then go to John.
Zach Ertz.
Zach Ertz is correct. He was the tight end one in week 12 of 2017. Nice job, Adam.
Jared Cook.
Jared Cook is correct. In fact, you guys, Jared Cook has the most tight end one overall games in the last year and four games. He was the tight end one in week 9 of 2017, and he's done it twice in week 1 and week 4 of 2018. So,
goodness gracious.
Jared Cook, tight end MVP.
Well, let's go ahead and take Kelce off the board. Surely he's had a at least one.
Travis Kelce has had two, week 13 of 2017 and week 2 of 2018.
Back to me?
Yep.
Evan Ingram went up as a tight end one?
He did not. That is a strike.
Really? Ooh.
That's surprising. I thought I would have got the stuff that went in there.
Well, Gronk makes it to 6, so that's awesome.
Yeah, that is a good pull. You got a nice drop to you there. Rob Gronkowski was the tight end one in 2 weeks last season, weeks 6 and weeks 15.
Did Kyle Rudolph have one?
Kyle Rudolph is incorrect.
Eesh.
Back to me?
Yes, Chris. Back to you.
Since we're just talking about the Bengals on my last show, Tyler Kroft.
I was actually going to say him next.
Tyler Kroft is correct. Weeks 4 and week 17 of 2017. Chris, let's see. Chris has 2 points. Adam has 2 points. Oh, wait, sorry. Adam has 2 points. John has
one
point.
All right. It's on me, right?
Yes.
Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham is correct. Week 10 and week 11 of 2017.
What about Kittle?
George Kittle is incorrect.
This is not good.
I know, I've already got one strike, too. Brate?
Cameron Brate is incorrect. Don't worry, you're not out. There's no strikes. Just until we're tired of playing, you want me to tell you the rest.
Ben we'll get Watson. Them all. Let's go.
Ben Watson is incorrect.
Oh, Delanie Walker.
Oof. We're just going to go through the ADP list now. Yeah. Delanie Walker is incorrect.
Are you serious? He didn't have any last
I thought year? He had one, too. He was Monica in my back Swartie pocket as a lock.
Not according to fantasypros.com.
All right. Let's keep flying through these.
Yeah.
And these are PPR, if it makes a difference. I just assume everybody thinks everything's PPR. These
should
days.
Be.
Yeah, yeah. I'll throw another one out there. Vance McDonald.
Vance McDonald is correct. Week 3 of 2018. That's it for 2018.
That was it. Did any of us say Charles Clay yet?
Did not, but that is incorrect.
Okay.
How about Jack Doyle?
Jack Doyle is correct. Week 8 of 2017.
Ooh, that was going to be the one that I was going to throw out.
Score update. Adam has 4 points, Chris has 2, and John also has 2, and I believe we are back on Chris.
What about right? the – I think so. What about the old man, Vernon Davis?
Vernon Davis, incorrect.
I'm glad you were incorrect because that was my next guess, but that means I need to pick a new one on the fly.
I will say that there are – I'll give you guys all a clue. There's really 2 guys left on this list out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 2 out of 7 that we really care about anymore.
Interesting. Interesting.
So not Seth DeValve. Okay.
Not Seth DeValve.
David Njoku?
David Njoku is incorrect. John.
Did Jesse James ever squeeze out a tight end 1 week last year?
Jesse James is correct. Week one. Wow. Week one of 2017.
Wow.
On at the 3rd point.
What a steal. Great work.
That wasn't one of the 2 I thought we still cared about, by the way.
I do still care about him. He's on plenty of – he's on too many of my teams. Hey, tight end is getting disgusting.
He had a good, yes. good game like week 2 or something, didn't he? Wink 1 or week 2?
Come in – I don't care. Come in and, like, have a chance at a touchdown. That's all I'm looking for at this
pretty
point.
Pretty much. Christopher, back to you, my friend.
All right. Did Mercedes Lewis ever have a tight end 1 week?
He did week three when he caught 3 touchdowns in London.
Yeah, the London
against,
game. I remember against the Ravens.
Nice work, Chris.
All right, Austin Hooper had a big week.
He did, but it was week 1, and Jesse James had a bigger one.
No. Oh, that was exciting.
Let's see here. Let's try ASJ.
Incorrect. This probably isn't going to help, but we have weeks 2, week 5, week 7, week 14, and week 16 left of 2017.
Oh, God. I can't even remember what I ate yesterday.
Yeah, I know. But I was to say, it probably doesn't help. It probably just makes it harder because now you're going to overthink everything.
Right.
We're going to go ahead and declare this the final round. The current score is Adam 4, Chris 3, John 3. And the winner at the end of this round is the winner of the game. Go ahead, Chris.
Antonio Gates.
Antonio Gates is correct.
No.
Week 16 of 2003. Maybe this isn't the last round.
Yeah, maybe not. Chris was just waiting for that.
Oh, no. Okay, Hunter Henry.
Hunter Henry is incorrect.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Why can't I think of the guy's name? Who's the guy that left Philadelphia and now he's in Chicago? And why am I blanking on him?
I'm not telling you.
I don't.
Oh, son of a bitch. What is... Hold on.
But you just left Crespo for his next guess.
That doesn't help me.
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm not positive about that one, but
I have
if John doesn't get this, I think we got to throw it out since you guys are tied.
Why am I blanking? This is terrible.
Are you kidding right now, John?
I can think Adam Shaheen, and I can't think of the other guy's name. It's terrible. Oh, it's on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I cannot think of his name. Oh, my mind is Clock. What did you say?
I said Clock.
Oh, son of a bitch.
You're going to give up. All right, we're going to throw out Trey Burton.
Trey Burton, for the love of God. Son of a bitch.
John, we're going to call you out of this game. This is the final round
between Chris
and Adam. Unless they tie again. We have three left. Three clues left, guys. Or three answers left, I guess. One of them we still care about for fantasy.
How can I not forget, remember Trey Burton's name?
So we've already gone through. Oh, Adam, it's your turn.
Oh, man. Did we say Eric Ebron yet?
We did not, but he is incorrect.
Man. Oh, I don't actually care about him anyways.
Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen is incorrect.
Oh, how is I thought there was like a lock, too.
Jason Witten?
Jason Witten is correct. Yes! 2017 week two.
Let's go.
We're going to call Adam the winner of this game, you guys.
Well done, Adam.
Thank you.
The ones that you did not get, O.J. Howard, week seven of 2017, and, of course, Ed Dixon in week five of 2017.
Obviously.
I wanted to follow Brate with Howard earlier and then got away from it.
When I was wondering. I was wondering why no one did that. That was weird.
Yeah.
All right, so we have a tie game. John took down the name game. Adam took down Apex Predator. The final game, you guys, games played BS.
Yeah.
So the way this game works is I'm going to give you some combination of players. I'm going to ask you to bid on the number that you think you can get within the correct answer. So let's say I have two players and the correct answer is 150 and you guess 200. If the answer is 150 and you have bet within 50 games and you say 200, then you get the point. If you get it wrong outside of that range, then the person who challenged you gets the point. Okay, Antonio Brown and Antonio Callaway. How close do you think you can get to their total games played?
I'm doing some math.
All good.
I'll get inside. Give me 35.
Adam says 35.
I'll say 15.
Ooh, within 15, John says. Chris, you can call BS or?
I'm going to call BS. I'll call BS.
All right. Chris calls BS, John. What's your total for Antonio Brown and Antonio Callaway?
I'm going to go with 140.
You're close, but you're not correct.
Damn it.
The correct answer is Antonio Brown had 119 games. Antonio Callaway has four games for 123. You are 17. Missed by two. Just like last week or last episode, John, you missed by two.
Perfect. Perfect.
So take your bids next time and, you know, just add two.
I love Dynasty Game Night. It's so much fun. Yeah.
Chris gets the points. All right, Chris, you're going to start us off on the bidding for Jack Doyle and Eric Ebron.
I like Adam's bid. I'll go within 35.
Within 35. We'll go back to Adam.
BS.
Whoa.
Oh, man. That's
right off the bat.
That's a huge range.
That's a big, pretty big. Might pay off, though. I've seen it work.
Can I jump in and say 20?
You cannot. That's not the game. This game works. Chris, Jack Doyle, Eric Ebron.
125.
Jack Doyle played in 80 games. Eric Ebron has played in 60 games for a total of 140. That is well within the 35 range. Chris gets the point.
Man, shouldn't have tested.
That's 2 points for Chris. 2 points for Chris. This game's going to be over fast. I'm gonna make this next one a little bit harder. Then since we're gonna skip down a couple of ranks since we're maybe close to the end here, Chris. This time is three: Tom Brady, Tom Savage, and Tommy Lee Lewis.
What?
Tom Brady, Tom Savage, and Tommy Lee Lewis, and not the was he Motley Crue? Not the singer from Motley Crue.
Yeah, not this here.
Hey, go wide again. You never know. He might challenge you.
I'm going to go bold, and I'll say I'll go within 30.
Within 30?
Oh, who gets to
We're gonna go back to John. We're gonna go back to John. Just go back the other way. Just to change it up. Oh. John Chance got on the last one.
Man, I'm gonna let Chris take a chance at this one. This one seems like it could be all over.
Come
the
on,
place.
Chris, do it.
So Brady, Lewis, and Savage.
That's correct.
What have I done? What have I done?
You're already up. Hey, you're free rolling right now, man. You're
having a heart attack. That's true. I have hashtag regrets.
no regrets.
Yeah. 340.
I like that number. I was going to guess 350. So
Tom Brady has played in 257 games. Oh, Tom goodness. Savage has played in 13 games. Tommy Lee Lewis has played in 29 games for a total of 299. Should have stuck with your two number.
Oh, man.
John gets the point.
Tom Savage has been around for what feels like ever.
Didn't he
start a whole season? I figured maybe he got on the field to take some, like, the kneel down snaps or something at least.
Only been around so long because he has taken minimal snaps.
Yeah.
If he took more snaps, they would know how bad he was.
Glad I called BS on you, Chris.
I don't know if you guys listen to the Around the NFL podcast, but they have a drop on there that goes, Tom Savage is real, because they don't believe he's a real person. It's pretty fantastic. All right. That one worked out so well, we're gonna even escalate it one more step, John.
Yes. Oh boy.
We're gonna start with you here. The players for this round are Devonta Freeman, Devontae Booker, Devontae Parker, and Devontae Adams.
And that's like four different spellings of Devontae, isn't it?
It is.
If you get all four of them right, you win the game.
Yeah, spell the first, first names, and then you win.
Matt, would you mind repeating it, please?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Devonta Freeman, Devontae Booker, Devontae Parker, and Devontae Adams.
So zero for Parker, got it.
That's kind of what it is.
That's an easy one right there. Yeah.
30. That's been a fun number to start with so far.
Within 30, we'll go to Adam.
29.
Wow. You're the dude on the Price is Right that bids for like $1,201, aren't you? The one that just won up.
Hey, that is the smartest bid ever.
It really is. I mean, it's like a non proxy auction here.
I'd get kicked off of Price is Right. I'd start a fight if somebody did $1.
All right, so how far are you dropping at 27, he says?
Yeah, Chris, exactly.
29 to you, Chris.
What are the other? What are you guys at? Do you guys both have like one each, or no, John? You've got one.
John's got one. Chris, Adam's got zero. So it's 2-1-0.
All right, so I'll liven it up. I'll go within 20. I've still got another one to play with.
All right, let's hear it.
John says BS.
It feels like a good time to take a shot at getting a point for me.
All right. So let's see. So it's Freeman, Booker, Adams, Parker.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
$150.
So you said 150 within 20. Devontae Freeman has played 62 games. Devontae Booker has played 33 games. Devontae Parker has played 44 games somehow. And Devontae Adams has played 63 for a total of 202. Chris, 72 off the mark. John gets a second point.
Ooh.
I just want you to know Parker has been so hurt that I wrote him down for 16 games.
I would have guessed the same amount.
Dead serious.
I wrote 20.
Like I'd guess like maybe 30 tops for Parker.
Whatever extra games between my number and your number are games that he got hurt in.
Yeah. Yeah, 44. Man. I was surprised by that. Lowest number. All right, we're gonna settle down a little bit here. Go back to combos of two.
All right.
And John got the point. Yeah, we're tied up with you two to two, and Adam's coming in with zero. But I have faith he's gonna get on the board right now. John, we'll start with you, then go to Adam. We'll go with Tyler Eifert and Jordan Reed. John,
I'll start out at 25.
Within 25.
24.
I like it. Chris is about to lose his mind.
23.
That's right. That's how you play the game, Chris.
That's the game.
He's coming around now when it counts.
It's crunch time. I got to do it.
All right, let's hear you do it, Chris.
Oh, man.
Has anyone other than Chris guessed in this game?
I guessed. And I was
John did get one.
I was off by two games,
Matt. Oh, that's right. The first one. Yeah, that was brutal.
Three or four, whatever it was. It was close.
It was two.
All
right. I got to go within 23.
Yep. How many games have Eifert and Reed played together?
I'll go 75.
That's got to be low, right?
Tyler Eifert has played 43 games. Jordan Reed has played 55 games for a total of 98.
You nailed it right on the dot. Right on the dot, 23.
Man, that was going to be my guess.
Jordan Reed has really only played 53. Are you serious?
55.
Oh, my Lord. Good
nice
Lord,
work, Chris. That's game, buddy. Three, you took down that game, and of course, it is tied. Everybody has one game. All right, so we have a three-way tie in this episode of Dynasty Game Night. John won the name game, Adam won Apex Predator, and Chris just won. What do we call this game? Games played BS. So to finish this up here, we're gonna go back to the original way we played this game, where we did round robin bidding until two people dropped out. They weren't comfortable with the number anymore, leaving one person left. If they get the correct answer but they get an answer that does not go over the correct total of games played, then they are the winner. If they are incorrect, if they've gone over, then we'll go to the next highest bid that dropped out. And if they're not correct, then we'll go to the last one. And hopefully that last person is correct. If we go through this whole process and we still have no winner, then I don't know what we do. So let's hope somebody wins for this round. Chris, you got the final point. So we'll start the bidding with you. Your two players for the tiebreaker are Eli Manning and Peyton Manning.
Is 1,000 too easy?
I would venture to guess that you'd be over then.
Maybe by a couple. 520.
520. We'll go to John.
Ugh, that is just above the number that I wrote down. Oh, man. I think that's over. I'm going to say, I think I'm going to bail.
Adam?
Yeah, I'm out.
Well, Chris, unfortunately, the number is 486.
Oh, ah.
Eli Manning played 220 games. Peyton Manning has played 266 games. So I need to come up with two more names real quick for our final three method. This is the way it always works. We're always one clue short on this game every time. John, we'll start with you here. Our two players for the final round of this game. And again, we're bidding on, you're going to bid the total number that you think without going over.
One.
Russell Wilson and Andrew Luck.
Oh, man. That's good. I'm going to start at 130.
I'll go 135.
135, John?
I'll go 150.
155 for me.
Feels like we're getting really close.
Man, this is better than the one I had.
I'll go 160.
160. Adam.
161.
Down to onesies.
Yeah, I almost went to 156, to be honest. Oh, man. 162.
Man, it would be really helpful to know which week Andrew Luck got hurt. 163.
All right, I'm out. Let's end it and see what happens.
Is it 166, Matt?
Hold on. I'm going to let me see what Chris thinks real quick. What do you think, Chris? Is he under? Did you have a number you were thinking of?
Yeah, and I actually, to be quite honest with you, I think they're under. I think they're under.
So 163 is the final guess.
We all know how this game goes, right?
Russell Wilson has played 100 games. Andrew Luck has played 74 games, total of 174.
Yeah,
you are the champion.
Oh, thank goodness. Good work, guys.
Nice work, pal. Chris, Adam has actually won a 1-year subscription to DLF as well. So congratulations on that. John, every time it's heartbreaking for you, buddy. Why can't you just you're like the Buffalo Bills. You keep getting the Super Bowl, you just can't yep. get over the top.
I got an idiot proof my way to a win. That's the only chance. Otherwise,
we'll play three rounds of the name game next time.
So right. Make sure you'll win that easy.
that's about where I could. That's about it. But no, hey, I'm happy for Adam. It was a fun game.
Absolutely fun game. A very intense competition here, guys. Came down literally to the very last question. Chris, thanks for coming on, man. Hope you had fun. Tell everybody once again where they can find you. Any final thoughts you might have?
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. I mean, this is an awesome show, and I love listening to it. And now it's just been like I would say a bucket list item, but it's definitely a huge accomplishment for me to be able to actually join you guys on the show. So thanks for having me.
Oh, man. That's so nice.
Have to come on again if you guys ever have an open spot. But you can find me on Twitter at Chris Island FFWX. So come find me. And then, of course, go follow these guys. I mean, these guys are the ones having all the fun. Don't come follow me.
Yeah. We'll definitely have you on. You've been awesome. Also, of course, we'll be bringing you back, Adam, for the next tournament of champions, the champion of this week of Dynasty Game Night, episode 28, I think. Final thoughts. Tell everybody where they can find you, and hope you had fun.
Yeah, this show's a blast. I used to have a 40-minute drive to one of my sessions and listen to it every time, and I was constantly screaming. I was like, you know what? One day I'm going to win this show. So that's awesome to make it one. Yeah, but you guys can find me at @DHH_Adam, and then you can find me and Chris talking to some really smart guys. We had John on, Dynasty Owners Manual, so that's another place to check us out.
Awesome. Yeah, please check out that podcast. Dynasty Owner Manual is awesome, especially if you're a newer Dynasty player, you get your feet wet. So check those guys out. John, any final thoughts?
No. I have no thoughts. No, congratulations. Thanks for joining us, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. So much.
Absolutely.
Fun.
Thanks again, guys, for listening. This has been another episode of Dynasty Game Night. We'll be back with you again in a couple weeks or so. Have a good week five, everybody. See ya.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.